Début du dialogue 13.
Many opportunities and challenges are facing the US economy today. One of the US companies that's taking up these challenges is Caterpillar, a heavy machinery giant based in Peoria, Illinois.
Wasn't Caterpillar hit by the financial crisis?
Yes, of course it was, but it's bounced back since then. 2012 was the best year in the company's history for sales and profit. Selling its famous yellow earth movers, tractors and mining equipment worldwide, the company's revenues and sales exceeded $60 billion.
I heard that Caterpillar recently expanded their East Peoria factory.
Yes, that's true. A few years back, the CEO decided that Caterpillar workers had to understand that globalization doesn't necessarily mean that someone is taking the job of an American worker. So, as products roll off the line at the factory, each one is marked with a flag designating its final destination.
I suppose that most of the flags are from foreign countries.
There are a lot of Chinese, Indian and Australian flags, but there are plenty of American flags too, and their numbers are growing. This reflects the bottom line, as jobs and growth are split more or less equally between the US and the rest of the world.
But doesn't this contradict expectations about globalization? The view constantly expressed was that American workers would be the victims of globalization, as their wages and upward mobility were flattened.
Yes, at one time it was considered that technological innovation, globalization and free trade would erase historical and geographical boundaries, making the world more economically interconnected and alike. All nations would be on an even playing field, and the US would come under more and more competitive pressure. And that's something like the way it worked during a period of unprecedented market calm from the mid-1980s until 2008, a period economists call the Great Moderation.
Then came the financial crisis.
Yes, and since the financial crisis, it's fragmentation rather than unity that's become the norm. Rich and poor regions from the EU to Japan and from China to Turkey have been driving up tariff increases, export restrictions and regulatory changes. We've realised that the world was never as flat as we thought.
And this has consequences for global manufacturing?
Yes, when political risk and energy prices go up, global supply chains make less economic sense. Let's consider just one example. Low-wage workers in China look attractive until robots operated by highly skilled labourers in the US are able to do their jobs even more cheaply.
What are the consequences for the people working at the Caterpillar plant in East Peoria?
Extremely cheap robots now do much of the tedious, physically demanding work at that plant. Other work is done by high-end technicians who need computer skills to manipulate the robots. The number of human employees hasn't decreased over the past few years as the firm has added robots, but their skill level has increased. Welding is no longer a job for someone with only a high school degree. It's something that requires advanced in-house training or a community college certification.
So blue-collar jobs are going high-tech in the US?
Yes, and this situation is a microcosm of the global labour market. Chinese workers are getting more expensive with pay rising over 15% a year. But their productivity isn't increasing so fast. That's one reason why some estimate that within 5 years, as many as 3 million manufacturing jobs could return to the US. But these won't be old-style cheap labour jobs, they'll be high-skill, high-demand positions.
And as finance fades into the background, manufacturing takes centre stage.
Exactly. Manufacturing's share of global output is now over 17%, the highest it's been in over a decade. The growth has been driven not only by China, but also by the US, which is the second biggest factory nation by output.
And what about the EU in this?
In July 2012, the CEO of Airbus announced that Airbus was opening a new plant in Mobile, Alabama. He cited a more competitive labour and growth climate in the US as compared with Europe.
Fin du dialogue 13.